Blog Talk Radio.
Living alone in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord?
Good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come and open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Father. May he guide us as we get into our study this morning, so that we can know the truth and the meaning, the depth of this word of yours, Father, that you want us to have, so that we can walk upright and in the way of righteousness, being your children. Now, Father,
Marley,
be with us throughout this study. We have to study, Father, and we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in Thessalonians chapter 1. This was another church that in the beginning was having a lot of problems. To give you a little rundown about the church, I'm going to read some from my Bible about it before we get into the scripture. This is wrote in my Bible about the church, because it pays to know a little bit about those that we are reading and studying about. It says, in the year Paul and his companions had gone first to flip on. Where they established the church and were miraculously delivered from the jail. Leaving Philippi, they traveled through Amphipolis and Apollonia to Thessalonica. Going first to the Jewish synagogue, Paul there won his first converts and met his most serious opposition. Ministry in the city lasted less than a month. During that time, he worked as a tent maker, not wishing to burden the fledgling assembly with his needs, and spent the balance of his time at the home of Jason, organizing the new believers into a church. But almost immediately, the Jews brought Paul before the patriarchs and had him expelled from the city. He went on to Berea, meeting great intentional success, but was again opposed by the Thessalonian Jews, who dogged his trail and incited the people to write against him. Paul barely escaped with his life, traveling to Athens, where his message was received with little enthusiasm. From Athens, Paul dispatched Timothy to check on the situation in the Thessalonian church. So you see, they all, in the beginning, had problems, and now we are back basically about the same thing. Our troubles are caused by a few different things, but still we're having a lot of problems. But he goes on here and he says, after all this persecution and rejection of the gospel, Paul then came to Corinth. And in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And then that's where he met with, when Silas and Timothy returned bearing good news about the Macedonian churches. Paul was greatly encouraged and pressed forward with his work. But the Thessalonians were also reported having difficulty. Gentiles and especially Jews were in purging Paul and defaming him as a wandering charlatan who had deceived them. The church was also somewhat confused about the second coming of Christ. Some members worried about believers who had died before his return. Others considered it unnecessary to continue working since Christ would return at any time, and still others were sinking back into the immorality of the culture. There was also a crisis in the leadership. Many of the rank and file apparently were being offended by certain tactics and tactless elders. These and other minor difficulties occasioned Paul's first letter to Thessalonians. And you know, as I said, they're not the only ones with problems. We've got problems, but today, most don't realize it. They don't know it because they don't know the Word of God. And they don't realize the kind of problem we are having among our churches, which is bringing our culture also into places that it needs not to be. Think about this. once you really get into the study of God's Word and you understand it and you see what it's saying and telling you, then you know and understand more about what we are going through today and what is coming. And really what's going on right now is nothing to what is coming. All right, now, here in chapter 1, verse 1, Paul and Silas and Timothy unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the way this starts out here, Paul and Silas and Timothy, seems like that they are being co-authors with him in writing this, but that's not the case. They are his companions, and he sends them different places, checking on churches that have already getting started. Now, in verse 2, we give thanks to God always for you, all making mention of you in our prayers. You see, they're always praying for them, just as you and I need to be praying for our churches today. Let me tell you, our churches, a lot of them, are in bad shape. Now, three, remembering without ceasing your work in faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. Now, he's talking about remembering them without ever ceasing. And we need to have our churches and our land and God's children in our minds and our hearts at all times. Never, never forgetting. And always praying for them in our hearts. They need our prayers because, you see, the more of us that comes together, the more of the power of God will be at work. His word told us that. It told us that coming through Colossians, if you remember, when we were studying it. Now, verse 4. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Paul is using that word, your election. That's Paul's conviction of the genuineness, the sincerity of his readers. Conversation. And it was based on subjective and objective factors. The Christian life is not easy. And it's getting harder each and every day because it is being put down more and more all the time. And there are more coming against us. And they are right now trying to figure out even stronger ways to get rid of us. But if we will stick together and all in prayer and with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, we can change things, turn them around, and bring our land to repentance and put our government back on the foundation which it was founded. And we can have a great revival, which is to be. As I'm telling you, you learn all of these things from the Word of Almighty God. And He tells us that there is a great revival coming that will happen just before He comes back for His church. That's not as far away as what mankind is believing and really what a lot of them are wishing, because they're not ready. And you'd be surprised how many we got out here that are not ready, and they know they are not ready. And yet they are wanting to just continue to hang on to the ways of this world. And we need to be reaching out to them. And with the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, as we reach out to them and bring them to that knowledge and let them realize that they are in need, and help to lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ and repentance of their sins, so they too can be saved and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Now, today, our minister should be as Paul was. Oh, yeah, but we're just ministers and pastors of the church. Paul is an apostle. So are you. You see, we carry many titles. When you are a born-again child of God, we carry many titles. And the work that God has cut out for each one of us, we need to be doing. And we need to be always sharing the gospel with others. All that we come in contact with, share the gospel, the Word of God. You never know who you will talk to that is in need of hearing maybe just a few words of the gospel in order to help them realize their true need verse 6, and you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Now, this verse 6 here says, and you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. But this follow means imitators. Think about that. And that word received that he's using there, its meaning is to receive in a respectful, obedient, and favorable way. And where he's talking about joy of the Holy Ghost, we know that that is joy that he's talking about that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Think about it. The stronger and the closer you walk with Jesus, the more joy and peace you have within. And you may be going through all kinds of troubles and facing trials and tribulations, but yet there is that inner joy and peace because you know without any doubt in whom you believe and in who you are following, and that you are on your way making heaven your home, and that God has got you and using you to reach out to help others. And it will keep you filled with joy. I go through a lot of things that would cause others that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ that they would be complaining, groaning all the time because of it. And yet, I walk with the joy of the Lord in my heart. You see, Satan can't take it. He can't take it away. Think about that. Now, so that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. I was letting them know that they were examples to those two places. Now, and you see, when you are a child of God, you are an example. Because the moment that is proclaimed of you being a Christian, people begin to watch you. They watch every move you make because they want to see you fall. They want to see you stumble. And when you don't, then they begin to realize there is more to it than what they thought. And it will get them thinking. And that is one way of helping them to realize there are better things out there than the evil ways they are doing. Now, 8. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. It has spread abroad, and not only those, but in other places. And really, you see, it's still being spread yet today to you and I, because we have it recorded. It has been recorded by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, as he had these men to write it down and put it together so that we could have it today to grow thereby. And it gives us a roadmap of how to live our lives to be able to make the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior, our Messiah, and for us to receive the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, giving us a way that we can talk to the Father and to make heaven our home, all here in the Word of Almighty God. Now, verse 9. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. One more time. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. We are to be examples and to show those around us today to come out of the world and away from the evil things that Satan will bring about to them, and bring them to a knowledge of God, so that they can leave the things of the world and quit serving this world and Satan. All right, now, 10, and that's the last verse of chapter 1. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath. Let me tell you something. One of the greatest days that will ever happen to God's people is when Jesus comes back on that cloud and calls the church, his people, out of this world and takes them back to heaven with him. But those that are not ready would not be a great day for them, because the things they're going to be left here to face right now, you can't even get them to begin to imagine what they'll be facing. And most of us, our imagination just don't run that strong and that great to be able to imagine all of the evil and the things that are going to be going on during that time period. And we know also that during that tribulation period, if you was to proclaim the name of Jesus, you would be killed. Because, you see, you would have to take the name or the number of the beast. And if you take that, you're lost. There's no way out for you. Ever. Think about it. Now we are told, and we hear people say, well, you know, tribulation won't be all that bad because they still going to be Christians here. You can still be saved. We're told exactly how many will be saved during the tribulation period. And let me tell you something. It won't be you. I'm talking to you Gentile people now. You see, during that tribulation period, there'll be 144,000 saved. That 144,000 will all be Jews. And they will be 12,000 from each tribe. It's all in here. It's in the Word. We'll be getting into it. Yeah, I just want you to know. Give you something to think about. 12,000 from each tribe. And there is a special work for them. God has a special work for them to do. All right, we're going to close here now. And God willing, we can all be back this evening at 6 p.m. and back into His Word. I'm not going to get into chapter 2 right now because if we got through, which I doubt we'd even be able to get through, you see, it's not quite as short as chapter 1. In fact, it's about twice as long. There's 20 verses there. And I want you to really understand. And as I've told you before, and I'll just continue telling you get time at home. Go over what we studied again so that you'll know that it is of God, that it is written, it's recorded. I'm not lying to you. I'm not going to lie to you. Because I want you to be able to make heaven your home. I'm not here to deceive you. I'm here to be led by the Holy Spirit and to do the work that God has for me to do. until he calls me home. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word now, we thank you, Father, for your word, and we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we are thankful for the time that we have, that we can come together and share your word, Father, to be able to study it together, to learn, because, Father, it does help. It helps us when we study instead of just reading your word. And we do it together because we know there is love there and friendship. Now, Father, as we prepare to separate for the day, walk with us. Keep us safe. Keep us in health. And we do pray for those, Father, that are sick out there, that they will receive, will lay claim. The sickness and the healing for sickness, Satan brings sickness. But Jesus, he bore those stripes and made a way for you and I to have healing. He took all of our sicknesses and everything to the cross with him, with our sins. We are covered by his blood. He gave us that healing there at the cross. Reach out and take it, claim it, in faith. Stand on his word. Because his word tells us that by his stripes we are healed. Didn't say might, didn't say maybe, says we are. I'm praying for your healing now that you, that might listen to this message, and if you're sick, whatever that is, because you see there's nothing impossible for the Lord to do. It's impossible for us, but not for him. Put your faith and trust in him. Lord Jesus is our physician. He is our healer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for sending me. Thank you for making me who he is. And thank you, Father, for making a way for us to be your child. Now, Father, pray for Israel and Jerusalem and for peace for them. We know, Father, that they're not having a lot of peace. We know that they have enemies all around, Father. But even more than that, Father, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known also as a land for Jesus. And help us, Father, to bring this land to repentance, to repent of all the evil it's brought upon its people. And that those that has brought all of this upon the people and our government offices and all to be replaced, ones that loves you, loves your church, and loves your people, and will work to put this land back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, watch over us through this day. This is my prayer, Father, In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great day. Walk with God. He'll walk with you. Bye-bye now. See you at 6 Eastern Time.